Our guest in the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Velvet Womack, with the Fire and Ice Spa here in Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, of course, of course. You sent me an article called The 7 Reasons You Need to Make 2016 Your Selfish Year.
Yeah, we want everybody to be a little bit right selfish.
Selfish.
When we really pay attention to what selfishness really is, and hopefully we can educate people through this article with
okay.
that.
Okay, and we all sort of have this this ingrained thing that I'm sure it's culturally learned, that it's not good to be selfish, but what here is meant by selfish?
Well, I want to go back to what you just said about the cultural thing. It's wrong to be selfish. And the reason that that kind of got out of alignment there is because when we look at selfish, what we're talking about is how dare you have what I need and not give it to me? That's the cultural selfishness that we kind of pay attention to, and we're very high keen to it. If you've got it, I want it. And if you don't give it to me, then you're selfish. Mm-hmm. But the selfish that we're talking about today is being able to take care of your needs, take care of yourself, understand what's important to you, of what's going to make you feel good, make you happy, and also to love yourself in a very deep, deep way.
Mm-hmm. So if you're taking, the idea is, if you're taking care of yourself, if you are being selfish in that way and you are taking care of yourself, then you're better able to take care of other people.
Absolutely. Your frame of mind, and here's where we're better able to take care of other people, because when we're taking care of ourselves first, we are feeling happier. We are feeling more fulfilled. So that accentuates outside of us, so there's this natural energy that is around us that just naturally makes other people feel good too.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Velvet Womack, and Velvet is our wellness commentator, and the article that she sent me and that we're talking about is called 7 Reasons You Need to Make 2016 Your Selfish Year. And so to get into those 7 reasons, one thing is better relationships that may come from this.
Yes, because if you're happier, you're going to attract more happiness into your life. And we've talked about that before and other things, that what you're putting out, you're getting back. But the other thing a lot of people might not really understand yet is about the mirroring effect of our lives. So if mentally we're feeling good, we're going to start seeing that reflected back to us in our lives. And that's called the mirror effect.
Mm-hmm. There was one here I didn't understand very well, but it says that you will learn unconditional love from this. So.
Yeah, because when we start taking a look at, even the mirror effect can help with this, because let's say, for instance, that you see somebody who's upset. Unconditional love is basically holding the space, understanding that they need to move through that. And we've talked about that before, holding space and not being judgmental about it. So unconditional love simply means I see where they're coming from, I understand what they're going through, and I'm allowing them to move through it.
Mm-hmm. I read something someone said, I thought it was probably more broad-minded than I'm able to be most of the time, but it was someone that I was, I think, actually writing about at one point, but she said in her comment on someone that was not doing necessarily what everyone hoped that they would, that person is doing the best they can.
That's right.
At this moment.
Right? We got to meet everybody where they are. When we're able to meet people right where they are, we can help them to take that next step forward. But we even beat up ourselves about that. Mm-hmm. And we make mistakes and we beat ourselves up. But we've always got to greet ourselves with love right where we are so that we can move forward.
Mm-hmm. Another set of the 7 reasons here, you will uplift the lives of those around you. And that sort of follows from what we've already said, I guess.
Yeah, that energy. I mean, how can you not be positive around someone who is feeling positive?
Uh-huh. Improve your health. I think that stands to reason.
Yeah, and this kind of supports some of the other things we've said about health, that when you're feeling good, your blood pressure's better, you feel more active. And activity and eating right have a lot to do with that health.
So I guess the gist of all this is it's okay to take care of yourself, and then you can take better care of everybody else around you.
Yeah, like they say on the air flights, put your own oxygen mask on first, and then you can take care of somebody else. And there's nothing wrong with that.
That's a great point. Okay, good. Velvet, thanks for having a cup
Thank
of coffee
you.
With us. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator with Fire and Ice Spa in Commerce. We're starting the day with Morning Edition, Air Station 88.9 KETR.